Hello, it's Connor here, and this is a Safcast Patreon preview. If you sign up to the Safcast on Patreon at patreon.com/thesafcast, you will receive full access to this episode, as well as other early access episodes and bonus podcasts. Thanks. Yeah, and Dave, it's the goals really, isn't it, for Antrim this year have been such a standout, and they've really went for it. I think they've got 14 goals in four games in the Joe McDonagh this year, and they had nine in the first two games, at home to Westmeath and away to Carlow. It's probably, there seems to be a change of, target for the team that, look, if the goal is even slightly on, they're going for it.
Yeah, I think Darren's mentioned this a few times as well, that If there's a half a chance you can carry the ball in and create something, that then go do it. Maybe it's that sort of Tipperary style that he's brought to the table, that a very sort of direct approach. Fellas like Niall McKenna has maybe been a bit unheralded throughout this campaign, that he's created so much. He's got a few goals himself. I think back to the game in Carlow, and a penalty came out of one of his runs. He set up Donald for the equalising goal, James McLaughlin as well, and able to penetrate and break the lines has been massive. And I suppose the prolific Conor McCann, we'll call him now, with all the goals he's scored. We're chatting to him today about that, and he's just, I'm just lucky to be in the right place at the right time for these things, but it's getting in the positions, but all the work's coming from out the field, fellas winning ball and breaking lines to create those, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's probably that movement and that kind of goal threat that's coming from all over the pitch as well. Like, it's not just those lads, it's not just Connor that there, but it is like Zidane, McCloskey, King, Clark and that are coming in with them too, and it's really been spread well throughout the team.
Absolutely, and kind of just to touch on what David said there, the style of play that Antrim have developed this year allows that. So it does, that they go in and they fight like dogs for the ball in the middle of third. But as soon as they get that, they're breaking the lines, they're creating space. And there was at one point, I think it was against Westmeath, up in Corrigan Park, where just every ball that they were getting, they were cutting through them. And it looked like they could just score goals at will. So it was. And that has been a massive factor in how Antrim have heard this year.
Has been, we were down in Carlow for that game, and there was five goals within. I think there was one or two in the first half, and there could have been more, but from a few drag backs, and one or two went awry. Like, but you're right, every time they've kind of went for goals, it looks like it's on.
Hello, it's Connor here, and this is a Safcast Patreon preview. If you sign up to the Safcast on Patreon at patreon.com/thesafcast, you will receive full access to this episode, as well as other early access episodes and bonus podcasts. Thanks.